Go. Well, good morning. It's 10 a.m. I need to, this is Chair Mariner. I'm going to take the role to make sure that we have a quorum. Commissioner Boozer?
Present.
Commissioner Doge?
Present.
Commissioner Fager?
Present.
Commissioner Stakem?
Present.
Commissioner Williams?
Present.
We have a quorum. So I'll call the meeting to order, and I need approval of the agenda. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved, George Doge.
Second, Jim Stakem.
All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Great. So now I'm going to make some introductory comments. Commissioner Hash's term was ended on June 30th, and on that same day, he was appointed to serve on the Sports Wagering Application Review Commission as one of the governor's appointees. The meeting of the Maryland Lottery Gaming Control Commission is devoted solely to the consideration of sports wagering regulations. There are no other agenda items. The sports wagering law, formerly known as HB 940, was signed into law on May 18th, 2021, and is now codified in all new Regulation 91E of the state government article. The new law requires the commission, us, to implement and oversee the state's sports wagering program. This means conducting background investigations of all applicants for sports wagering related licenses and deciding whether they are sufficiently qualified to be issued licenses and improving the operational and technical aspects of every entity that wants to offer sports wagering in Maryland. And then going forward, we must oversee all sports wagering operations. The law also requires the commission to regulate sports wagering as though we do the casinos. To get the implementation process started, the law requires us to promulgate regulations on many specific items. Staff has drafted some necessary technical amendments to two existing chapters and 18 chapters of all new sports wagering regulations. You have already been provided with the drafts and all of the amendments, and even the ones we received yesterday, along with a summary of the sports wagering program as it's laid out in the new law. The regulation amendments and the new sports wagering regulations are before you today for your consideration. So having said all that, I'm going to hand the microphone to Mr. Nielsen to walk us through this monumental task before us. Jim?
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. Just want to start by saying we appreciate you taking the time for the rather unusual July meeting. We were doing our best to get these done, but it was a very, very large effort. excuse me. There are many issues that had to be addressed in regulations, which is why it's over 200 pages. The law itself is fairly long and is very complex. We tried to structure the regulations to be as clear as possible. We also took into account the fact that many people who will possibly be applying for these licenses have never been in a regulatory structure like this. They're not used to being regulated as closely as gaming is regulated. So again, the regulations were laid out to try to make it simple for them. As the chairman said, there's three clarifications that we made yesterday, and I will go through those when we get to those relevant sections. And I am going to go chapter by chapter, and each individual chapter will be approved on its own. And I'm going to start by giving a summary of each chapter, then I'll answer any questions that you may have, and then we can go to a motion for approval. So the first regulation is a modification of OMR 36.10.01, which is general, It's an existing chapter, and we made some technical amendments and added definitions to include sports wagering. The amendments also clarify that gaming activity that commission members, staff, and related individuals are not allowed to participate in. It's any of the gaming activities that we regulate. And Holly has just pointed out I misspoke on the first one. First section is 36.01.10, not 10.
Oh, 101.
Oh, 101, sorry. Anyway, there are two regulations that will be amended in this particular section. Are there any questions on this regulation?
Hearing none, and we're going to do this section by section, correct?
Yes, sir.
So I need to get a motion to approve and propose this changes to, do I need to name the chapter, Holly?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Chairman. So it's 36.01.01.
36.01.01. Proposed both emergency and non-emergency regulation.
Yes, you can do that as a motion at the very end of this entire meeting to do all the regulations as emergency and regular.
All right, so let's just start with the very first one, chapter 36.01.01. Motion to approve.
George Doge, so moved.
Commissioner Boozer, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doge?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Please proceed, Jim.
Thank you, sir. The second one is COMAR 36.01.02, and it's administrative procedures. And these amendments incorporate sports wagering and also clarify existing processes where we refer contested case hearings to the Office of Administrative Hearings. And there are three regulations amended here. Any questions?
Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve 36.01.02?
George Doge, so moved.
Jim Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doge?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Please proceed.
Thank you. All right, and now we get into the real new regulations for sports wagering. The first one is Chapter 36.10.01, General. These are all definitions for sports wagering. With very few exceptions, we put all the definitions into this chapter so they're easier to locate. And there are two chapters in this regulation, or rather two regulations in this chapter.
Okay.
Any questions?
No, sir. Can I get a motion for 36.1001?
So moved.
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Commissioner Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doge?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem? Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Mr. Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Please proceed, Jim.
Thank you. Okay, Chapter 36.10.02, All Applicants and Licensees, Applications and Investigations. This chapter contains all the requirements for submitting license applications and background investigations, who must be backgrounded and what it costs. These requirements are common to all applicants for all licenses that will be issued, and the background investigation and costs for applicants. There are more specific application requirements in successive chapters depending upon the license category applied for, including application and renewal fees. There are 14 regs in this chapter. Any questions?
Like you said, there's 228 pages. It was interesting reading. So,
I thought I was reading War and Peace.
Yeah, it felt like we wrote War and Peace.
Yes,
all right, I'm sorry I started that. May I please get a motion on 36.1002?
Commissioner Oaks, so moved.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doak?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Next, Jim?
Yes, sir. This is 36.10.03, all applicants and licensees qualification requirements. All applicants and licensees in the sports wagering program are required to meet the same qualification requirements for the licenses for casinos and casino-related businesses. All applicants and licensees must prove their qualifications by clear and convincing evidence during the whole time they are licensed. Qualifications includes things like financial stability and responsibility, integrity of financial backers and investors, and their good character, honesty, and integrity. And there are 6 regs in this chapter. Any questions?
No. Can I get a motion for 36.1003, please?
I move.
Commissioner Doak, so moved.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doak?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Okay, unanimously approved. Let's go to 04.
Excuse me. 36.10.04, specific requirements for sports wagering facility licenses. This chapter contains the requirements for the brick and mortar licenses, which are categories called A1, A2, B1, and B2. These applicants submit separate applications, one to the Sports Wagering Application Review Commission, which we've called SWARC, and one to this commission. The SWARC will promulgate its own regulations to guide its review of the applications. If this commission finds an applicant to be qualified, then SWARC may award a license. After SWARC awards the license, then it's back to this commission to determine whether the awardee is technically and operationally ready to start conducting in-person sports wagering so that we can issue the license and they can start sports wagering operations. There are 11 regulations in this chapter. And 2 of the clarifications that I sent out yesterday were in here. One was on page 58, which was some cleanup language to clarify the status of the Fair Hill potential licensee. And the second one was just a removing a redundant word. Any questions?
We got those revisions. So can I get a motion for 36.10, Chapter 4?
Commissioner Doak, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doak?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Chapter 5, please.
36.10.05, specific requirements for mobile sports wagering licenses. This chapter contains the requirements for applicants who want to online sports wagering. They will also submit separate applications to SWARC and this commission, and there are 5 regulations in this chapter. Any questions?
Hearing none, can I get a motion for 36.1005, please?
Commissioner Doak, so moves.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doak?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Next, Jim?
36.10.06, specific requirements for other licenses required for sports wagering. This chapter contains specific requirements for licensure as an online sports wagering operator, which operates online wagering for a mobile sports wagering licensee, a sports wagering facility operator, which operates in-person wagering for a sports wagering facility licensee, a sports wagering contractor, which provides services and goods related to sports wagering at any of the above licensees, a sports wagering employee, who is a principal employee, wagering employee, non-wagering employee, who is employed by any of the above sports wagering licensees, and finally, registration or certification as a sports wagering vendor, which supplies services and goods that are not related to sports wagering. And there are 11 regulations in this chapter. Any questions?
Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval of 36.10.06, please?
Commissioner Doak, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doak?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approve.
Unanimously approved. Next, Jim?
Thank you. 36.10.07, license denial procedures. This chapter sets out the due process to be afforded an applicant who commission staff recommend the commission deny a license application. For contractors and employees, this would be when staff determined that the applicant did not meet qualifications. For sports wagering facilities, sports wagering facility operators, mobile sports wagering, and online sports wagering operator applicants, this would generally be if staff finds the applicant is not technologically or operationally ready to securely and legally conduct sports wagering. And there are 6 regulations in this chapter. Any questions?
Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve 36.1007, please?
Commissioner Doak, so moved.
Commissioner Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doak?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Next.
Thank you, sir. 36.10.08, enforcement. This chapter sets out the process for taking enforcement action against a licensee, including fines and suspension or revocation of a license. And there are 11 regulations in this chapter. Any questions?
Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve 36.1? Wait, let me finish. 36.1008, please.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, would you mind
yes, ma'am.
Saying for the record 36.10 point and then the second set of numbers?
Surely.
Oh,
may I get a motion to approve 36.01?
10, sir.
Okay. 36.1008.
Can you say 0.08, sir? I'm sorry to interrupt again.
Of course. No, it's all good.
Thank
interrupt
you.
Anytime.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We work for you, Holly. You know that.
Wow.
May I
got a promotion.
Ooh.
I got a promotion, and I'm frightened.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't look for anything more in your paycheck. point. 10.08.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the motion, please.
Commissioner Doak, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doak?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously again. Next.
Thank you. 36.10.09, unannounced inspections. This chapter sets out the manner in which the commission may inspect the premises and records of licensees and related entities, and there are three regulations in this chapter. Any questions?
Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve 36.10.09, please?
Commissioner Deutsch, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
We've got it moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Deutsch?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Mr. Williams?
Approved.
Thank you. Next, Jim?
36.10.10, Enforcement of Voluntary Exclusion Program. This chapter sets out how licensees are required to exclude from their sports wagering floors or from online wagering individuals who have self-excluded from sports wagering. And there are three regulations in this chapter. Any questions?
Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve 36.10.10?
Commissioner Deutsch, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Deutsch?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Mr. Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Chapter 11, please.
36.10.11, Mandatory Exclusion. This chapter describes how an individual may be placed on our mandatory exclusion list of people who are not permitted in sports wagering facilities or to make wagers. The third clarification that I emailed to you yesterday is in this chapter on page 123, and it was clarifying exclusion from part of the facility where sports wagering occurs. People will be excluded from the wagering areas, but not necessarily the entire facility. And this morning, I added some additional language, and section D2 now reads, enter the part of the premises of a sports wagering facility it is licensed and or authorized to operate where sports wagering is conducted. And page 123. And there are nine regulations in this chapter. Any questions?
Yeah, that really helped define that, so thank you. Hearing no questions, may I get a motion to approve 36.10.11, please?
Commissioner Deutsch, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Deutsch?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Mr. Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Chapter 12, please.
36.10.12, Collection of Taxes, Fees, and Penalties. This chapter sets out the guidelines for payment, collection of taxes, fees, and penalties, and the chapter has four regulations. Any questions on this?
Hearing none, I got a motion to approve 36.10.12, please.
Commissioner Deutsch, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Deutsch?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimous. Move to the next one, please.
36.10.13, Sports Wagering Licensee Minimum Internal Control Standards. This is a long chapter. This chapter details the requirements for accounting, auditing, staffing, promotional play, various kinds of documentation, and the reporting of the licensee's sports wagering operations. And just to be clear, not all licensees have the same requirements. For instance, only Class A's are required to have a formal cash cage. And this chapter has 44 regulations. Any questions?
Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve 36.10.13, please?
Commissioner Deutsch, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approve.
Unanimous. 14, please.
36.10.14, Sports Wagering Requirements and Limitations. This chapter sets out requirements about approval of bet types, prohibited wagers, reserve requirements, limits on wagers, funding of wagers, and complaints about wagers. This chapter has 7 regulations. Any questions on it?
Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve 36.10.14?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Commissioner Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimous. Go to 15, please.
36.10.15, Sports Wagering Facility Standards. This chapter sets out the requirements for commission approval of facility plans and designs. And again, the standards vary. For example, the space for commission staff at Class B locations doesn't need to be dedicated. It only needs to be available when our staff arrive. And this chapter has 4 regulations. Any questions?
Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve 36.10.15, please?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimous. Let's go to 16.
Thank you, sir. 36.10.16, wagering using online, web-based, or mobile applications. This chapter sets out requirements about geolocation, age verification, data security, and the limitation on a mobile sports wagering licensee using only one individual branded website. And this chapter has 6 regulations. Any questions?
Hearing none, can I get a motion on 36.10.16, please?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimous. So we go to 17, please.
Thank you. 36.10.17, Sports Wagering Equipment. This chapter covers the registration, testing, and authorization of kiosks. This chapter has 3 regulations. This chapter has 3 regulations.
I didn't do that.
Nor did I.
Okay, hearing no questions, can I get a motion to approve 36.10.17, please?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimous. And last but not least.
Yes, the final chapter of this regulation. POMAR 36.10.18, Sports Wagering Technical Standards. This chapter sets out the technical requirements for mobile and online sports wagering operator licensees, including for wagering platforms, geolocation systems, security, and bettor accounts. And this chapter has 6 regulations. Any questions on it?
Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve 36.10.18?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimous. What else do you have for us, Jim?
Okay, there's two additional motions we'd like to request. The first one is a motion to approve and...
You want me to read that? Okay, can I get a motion to approve and propose all the amendments and new SW chapters to be processed both as emergency and non-emergency regulations, please?
Commissioner Dodge, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor? Oh, that's my line. Commissioner Boozer? Vernon, Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Thank you. Commissioner Dosh?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimous. Now, can I get a motion to delegate the staff the authority to make non-substantive changes, edits to the approved regulations that may be necessary for publication of the regs in the Maryland Register?
Commissioner Dodge, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor. Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Dosh?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
So it's unanimous. I believe this ends what you need us to do today, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay, so the next commission meeting will be Thursday, the 26th. Again, by audio conference, and in September, we're going back to live meetings, everybody. So I hereby adjourn this special meeting. Thank you all, and enjoy the rest of the month.
Thank you, everybody. Very impressive.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.